The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Well, I think a lot of people sympathize with that. Let me just say, I think a lot of people who saw President Zelensky's speech today and who've seen the atrocities in Ukraine feel deep sympathy for the Ukrainian people and want this to end. I'm certainly among them.
Well, it speaks to the pervasiveness of binary thinking in the present modality, and that is one of the most effective techniques in a propaganda war, and that is the installation of a binary paradigm that doesn't allow, and for most people, it's going to cause such cognitive dissonance, and in even the artifact of hypnosis. In the population, that they're not able to engage in actual critical thinking outside the bounds of the choices that you've given. In other words, when you install a binary narrative, and there is a binary narrative attached to this Ukrainian situation, that is that there are only two plausibilities, and that is either you support arming and enforcing a no-fly zone in Ukraine, or you are a bad person, and you are indeed guilty of treason against the United States. And so in order to avoid being thought of as a traitor to the United States, the public school products that are so easily and gullibly swept up in these kind of narratives, they just instantaneously gravitate to the conformity of virtue signaling, attaching the blue and yellow flag to their social media postings, and making sure that the entire world knows that they're standing stalwart and in full solidarity with Zelensky and the nation of Ukraine, despite the fact that there might be, 30 American bioweapons labs in the nation of Ukraine. Don't confuse me with any of the facts. My mind has already been made up for me by the mainstream media. That's the mantra of the modern American mediocre mind. When they're presented with these binary logical fallacies, and Maria Salazar is just perfect walking example of somebody who doesn't have the intelligence or the strength of inductive or deductive reasoning to be able to get herself out of the manacles, the intellectual manacles that have been applied by the propagandists in this moment. It's possible. It is possible to believe that the United States has no business meddling in a far-flung regional conflict, and that we probably shouldn't have been provocateuring on the Russian frontier anyway, in Ukraine or anywhere else along the Russian border, and that it's a far more compassionate course of action to do whatever is necessary to effectuate peace in this situation, making Ukraine a neutral territory and demilitarizing them is a far better alternative to baking the entirety of the planet in microwave energy. This used to be common sense. There is no such thing any longer. And very clearly, the Washington, D.C. establishment is hawking for war with everything they possibly can. Good way to erase all of the crimes of the deep state is just to incinerate everything, including the people who might otherwise discover and realize the truth. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.